What's up?
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey guys, sorry I'm late. My computer shat its pants again.
Yeah, happens.
It's annoying.
Yeah. You guys ready for the boss?
Yeah, pretty much ready to be a damaged sponge like usual.
The thing that you do best. I will keep those heels on you this time, by the way.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh my god, Alan can't make it tonight, so we're just gonna have to queue with a rando.
Hang on, what?
Oh, I hate playing with randos.
Sup, noobs?
Hey.
Sup?
Do you have voice chat?
Nope.
Okay, right here.
So I guess the boss should be pretty easy. We just want to keep the pressure on and not allow him any time to heal.
Yeah, keeping the pressure on is super important. I've actually beaten this boss quite a few times.
Oh, must be nice. Every time I'm just teamed up with fucking noobs.
Okay, that sucks.
Honestly, every time, just selfish c**ts who won't listen.
Okay, well, I'm sure we'll do well if we keep up good communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay, remember to keep up the pressure, okay?
Yeah.
On my mark, 3, 2, 1, let's go!
Ow! I need heals!
I'm focusing on the tank!
I said, I need heals!
Soon, okay? Just keep firing!
Yeah, good job, tank! You know you need to direct the damage on me, right?
Stop typing and start attacking!
What's the point in me attacking if I'm just gonna die immediately because none of you are doing your job properly?
Oh my god! Dude, stop typing and attack! We have to get the pressure on him!
Damn it! I said I need heals!
And I said I'm on cooldown!
Just my f***ing luck. Teamed up with another bunch of f***ing nuts.
If you stop typing and actually attack, we'd probably have him by now.
What are you talking about? I'm the only one that's doing my f***ing job.
Dude, what are you even doing? You're literally just typing!
Yeah, I'm the only person communicating, keeping this team together.
Oh god, fine, okay, here we go!
Yeah, fat load of good that's gonna do now that we're all basically lost.
Help! 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 Run!
Classic, what an absolute noob.
Dude, just stop typing and f***ing shoot!
What's the point? You guys have basically thrown this game already.
Oh no!
Just shoot him right now! Just stop typing and shoot!
You know what? I'm out. You guys are f***ing useless.
Oh, he's a tank!
Ha ha! It's over, peasant. For I have the high ground and a ranged weapon.
Shit.
Lucky dodge, but this time you shall perish. You dodged again. Now you shall draw your last breath.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to hit you, but you're getting very lucky.
Wait. Are you playing on a console?
Why, yes. The mighty Xbox.
Yeah, they just opened up crossplay, didn't they?
Yes. Prepare to bow down before your Xbox masters.
Yeah, you see, thing is, that I'm playing on PC.
Stand still, peasant!
See, I don't care what kind of gamepad you got, because I'm on mouse and keyboard, and it's just objectively better. Look, in the interest of fairness, I'm actually going to give you a free shot.
Okay, you've just signed your death warrant. Huh? Prepare to meet your maker. Prepare to feel the kiss of death.
So close. Welcome to Crossplay. PC Master Race, bitch.
Okay, this should be pretty straightforward. Britt and I will go at the front and tank the damage. Alan, I guess you just hang back and hit him with your arrows. And Adam, just focus on healing us.
Agreed.
But seriously, you're going to focus on healing us 100%, okay?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I just mean sometimes you get a little distracted trying to do damage when you really should just be focusing on healing us.
I mean, I know how to heal. That's why I specced into heals.
Now, Adam, I'm going to agree with Britt on this one. We kind of didn't have enough heals last game, so if you could just ramp it up a little bit, that'd be...
Whoa, guys, I am feeling really attacked right now. What's going on? What are you trying to say?
We're not trying to say anything about you. We're just saying that a few more heals would be appreciated.
Well, Rowan, how about I flip this back on you? How about you just not get hit by the boss so much?
So, just to clarify, I'm a tank. My job is literally to get hit by the boss and take the damage, and you're saying not to do that.
Yeah, how about you, like, use your shield or dodge out of the way, or maybe just, like, don't stand in the fire pit that the dragon created.
Maybe if you just stop trying to damage him with your stupid little dagger and actually try to heal us with one of these battles.
Oh, that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable, Ron.
Just to clarify, you did get that we just want you to focus on healing.
Adam, we're going to need audible confirmation that you are going to heal. He's not even looking at me.
We need you to make eye contact.
Adam, are you going to heal us?
My man.
What does that mean?
What is that?
What are you looking at? Are you hearing what we're saying?
Can you just confirm you're going to heal us, like, as the healer?
I am a healer.
Can you just say yes?
Just for me, can you just please? Can you please? Can you just do it?
For you, Britt.
Adam, look at me. Are you going to focus on healing us?
Fine. Yes.
Great, thank you. Okay, so Britt and I will tank the damage. Alan, hit him with the arrows. Adam, focus on healing us. Okay, on my count. And 3, 2, 1.
Holy dagger!
God damn it.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up, dog?
Oh, you're starting a new character.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm going to try out being a bad guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, all my other characters have been real good guys, you know, so I figure it's time to try being a baddie.
Man, you sure you're up for that?
What do you mean?
Oh, it's just being the bad guy is harder than you think. I tried it, couldn't do it.
What? Why? All you got to do is do some bad guy shit, like stealing from the garlic farmer. You distract him, I'm going to pickpocket him.
Okay, man.
Ah, hello adventurer. How can I help?
Shop.
Sure. What would you like to buy?
Oh, shit.
What are you doing, adventurer?
Nothing.
You stealing my stuff?
You gonna call the guards?
No, I'm not angry, adventurer. I'm just really disappointed.
Oh.
So, how was your first evil deed?
Yeah, no, good. Yeah, it's really great. A lot of fun. Yeah. So, enjoyed that.
You look like you enjoyed it.
Yeah, oh yeah. Hard out. Right. Oh shit, he just dropped a bag of gold.
Very good.
Free bag of gold!
My man.
Oh, hello adventurer. I've lost my gold and I'm retracing my steps to try and find it. Can you help me?
No, I haven't seen it, sorry.
Ah. Okay. It should be right about here.
Well, I haven't seen it, so...
Oh well. That's the last of it. I wonder how much I could sell a child for on the black market next day.
What?
Hopefully more than last time.
What? What? Like, I don't care. I don't care that he has to sell his children.
You don't look like you care.
No, well, I'm a bad guy.
You're badass.
I'm a villain. I'm a big old baddie.
Yeah.
Where's my next victim then?
Actually, there is a new NPC at the other end of town that you can victimize.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it. Bad guy shit, you know?
Little sweet old guy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm a bad guy, so... Oh, is this the guy?
That's the guy.
Yeah.
Ah, hello, adventurer. My poor son has become lost in the woods again, and I need someone to go and find him. If you save him, I'll reward you handsomely. What do you say, adventurer?
Accept.
Ah, thank you so much, adventurer.
Okay, sweet. Let's go. Maybe there's some more bad guy shit we can do on the way.
You know, he'll actually have the reward on him now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so I could, like, steal it off him like I did with Greg.
Well, no, because you can only steal from merchants, and he's not a merchant.
Oh.
I wonder how else you'd get the reward from him.
Oh, no. It's a bit extreme, isn't it? A bit severe.
I suppose, yeah. But I mean, you are the bad guy, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what a bad guy would do, right?
Bad guys kill people.
No problemo.
They take their shit. Look at him, though. I am a bad guy.
You're the bad guy.
I'm a bad guy.
What are you doing, adventurer? What are you doing? But why? My poor son. He will have no one left. Please don't do this. Please tell my son I love him. I will give you.
Yay, bad guy. Pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
Ah, adventurer, you've returned with the saved children.
Yes, I have, and I would like my reward.
Adventurer, where are the other children?
You told me to save 4 children from the bandit camp.
I said save at least 4 children from the bandit camp.
Well, I rescued 4 children.
Adventurer, there were 14 children of Honeywood abducted. Are you telling me you only saved 4 of them?
Yes, because you only asked me to save 4 of them.
At least 4 of them!
1, 2, 3, 4.
Adventurer, are you telling me you left 10 children behind in the bandit camp cages?
You told me to kill all the bandits and save 4 children. So I killed all the bandits and saved 4 children.
Ah, you killed all the bandits?
Yeah, of course.
I didn't ask you to kill all the bandits.
I wanted their loot.
Wait a minute, you killed all the bandits?
Yes.
Well, who's going to feed the remaining children? At least the bandits would have fed them. You left them to starve.
Not my problem. And sorry, I don't see how any of this is my fault. If anyone's at fault here, it's you for not being more specific with your quest. Now give me my reward.
This has never happened to me before. Most adventurers are kind-hearted souls. They look at the children in their innocent little children eyes and they say, you know what? I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I'm going to save these children.
Well, I guess I'm not like most adventurers.
No, you most certainly are not. If I was to grade you, I would give you a D. What's so funny?
Nothing. Just, what kind of D? Like a big D?
The biggest D.
Yeah, good.
Oh, you're a monster.
I saved 4 children.
Well, I guess this is happening. Thank you, adventurer, for saving the children of Honeywood. Their families sure will be glad to hear their laughter in the Honeywood Town Square once again. The other families, however, will be crippled with grief.
Not my problem.
Unbelievable. Simply unbelievable.
Oh, man, I'm so glad you finally decided to give this game a go. I've been playing it for so long. Okay, this is Honeywood. It's like my favorite town in the game. I'll show you around.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so, first up, here we have Greg the Garlic Farmer. His quests are pretty basic, but he's probably one of my... Oh!
Hi! I have a bucket.
Yes, you do. Okay, first lesson. This game has a reputation system, and doing things like that, like... stealing, that lowers your reputation and you end up with a bad reputation. And having a bad reputation makes the game harder. Like, there are some quests you can't even do. I should know. I've spent a long time developing a perfect reputation.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Oh, no, that's all good. So, anyway, like I was saying, this is Greg. He's got pretty basic quests, but he's actually...
You're starting to piss me off. You both are starting to piss me off a little bit.
Come on, man. Okay, I don't know why you would do that when I just told you not to do that. Okay, your reputation just lowered again. If it gets any lower, the guards are just gonna start attacking you and I won't be able to help you.
Okay, so in this game, your actions have consequences, just like in real life.
Yes, exactly, just like I said. Okay, so I have a perfect reputation. If the guards come and attack you, I'm not gonna sacrifice that reputation just to save you, okay? You're gonna get wrecked and I'm gonna let it happen.
Fair enough.
Clear?
Yeah.
Sweet. All
right, let's keep going. Okay, and here we have Eugene. He's a little bit annoying, to be honest.
Eugene!
What the hell are you doing?
Murder is a crime punishable by death. Prepare to die! For a piece of the kingdom!
Help me!
No!
Die, murderer!
Please!
I told you this was going to happen.
I'm dying! Please!
No, I'm not sacrificing my reputation. It's not happening.
But a piece of the kingdom!
Please!
A piece of the kingdom! Murderer! Murderer!
Well, so much for my perfect reputation.
You there! You there! You there! Murderer!
Oh, look! More guards!
You there!
Yes!
Murderer is a crime punishable by death!
Here we are back in Honeywood.
Thank you, adventurer. You have finally defeated the evil Eldritch Lich Lord Gongren, who has been terrorizing the Honeywood region for 100. Yep, our bravest warriors and smartest wizards could not defeat
well,
him.
It wasn't easy, so...
I know a lowly fruit merchant whose family has been terrorized by Lord Gongren for generations. Deliver word to Fred Orchardson that Gongren is dead, and he will give you 10,000 gold.
10,000 gold. Now that is what I'm talking about. All right.
Thank you, adventurer, and I look forward to... And he's gone. Great.
Oh, hello, adventurer. How may I help you?
I'm here to collect my reward.
Sorry, what?
Well, I just killed the evil Lich Lord Gongren.
Who's been terrorizing my family for generations.
That's the one, and Baradun said that if I come to you, you've got a reward for me, so...
Of course. Happy to oblige. I have a big, full sack of apples with your name on it.
No. No, he said it was 10,000 gold.
Ah, did he? He wants me to give you 10,000 gold.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's literally all of my savings, plus more. That'll ruin me.
Perfect.
So I'm just going to give you that 10,000 gold then.
Yeah.
Or, instead of this 10,000 gold, don't want that, I could... increase your reputation in all of Honeywood.
Right, yeah, I'm definitely going to take the gold.
So. Yes, I see your mistake there. That seems like a good short-term investment, but a reputation will last you a lifetime. Generations to come will talk about you in hushed tones and honey-dewed whispers.
I'm going to take the gold.
But a reputation could give you a single look in your enemy's eyes and they would respect you so much. They would... kill themselves.
I'd rather just fight them myself, so I will take the gold.
Yes, with gold can buy you many fresh kills, but a reputation will kill any dark little rumors I might spread about you.
No, seriously, give me the gold.
Oh, you want me to beg?
Beg.
I'll beg you.
No, don't.
Please don't take the gold. Come on, I'll do anything. Anything you say, I'll do.
What? Oh, that's... an unfortunate wink.
You know what that means.
I think I get what you're hinting at.
Whatever you're thinking, that's what it is.
And I do not want it.
Please don't.
Give me the gold.
I'm not giving you the gold.
Okay. You want to know how little I care about my reputation? I will stab you right here. I will gut you in front of your own home if you don't give me that gold right
now. Take the gold.
Thank you.
Sorry I'm late, guys. I was just putting my son to bed. He's having a bit of a tantrum.
Well, we are waiting on a couple of the Raid Clans still, but don't let it happen again.
Alright, so most of the players have already headed down into the Darkstone depths just to clear out those early stage mobs. Last time, 4 of the 8 tanks were actually specced up for depths of Murghol with acid splash protection. As head tank, I really need you to be across this, alright? We need to be specced up for fire protection.
Yeah, I'll make sure I check everyone.
And just making sure you've upgraded Horrific Cleave. We need you to activate that every 3.2 seconds across the 6-hour raid.
6-hour raid?
Yeah, man. Darkstone depths can be anywhere from like 6 to 8 hours, depending on how well we do.
Oh, whoa. No. I promised my wife I was going to watch a movie.
Yeah, no, you cancel that. It's not going to happen. Hey, really quick, can you get those wipe stats from you?
Okay, now the fire bats of Underbelly Cavern were doing about 149 DOT per second last raid. That means anyone with armor spec'd over 1557 is going to get about 9 minutes per fire bat.
Yeah, whatever. I just want the Shoulders of Strife from the Crusher, so as long as we get that far.
No, according to the loot schedule, the Shoulders of Strife were claimed by Alex of the Drop.
Oh. What? No, I need those.
If you loot steal me, bro, I will f*** you up.
Yeah, okay, man, chill.
I will f*** you up.
He'll f*** you up.
He will f*** you up. Have you even seen the loot schedule?
Nah, man, I've been working all day. I'm tired. I just want to chill and play some games.
Do you think this is just a game?
No, I don't think it's
Nobody thinks this is just a game.
Rowan, this is important work we're doing here. You have an important job.
Do you understand your position? Rowan, you are head tank. Look, man, this is a great opportunity to really step up, all right?
Mm-hmm,
in 6 to 12 months, you could even be clan affiliate.
I know. This is all stuff I know.
Think about all the perks you'd get. You get the extra gold, the in-game storage, and the respect of the clan.
This is a big deal, Rowan. This is a big deal. You're just going to work hard for
okay,
it.
Okay. I'm sorry. Jeez, why do I even play this game?
Sorry, what was that?
Nothing. Super excited about the raid.
Yeah, good. Now get in that dungeon.
Yep. Woohoo.
Wow.
No respect. No.
For superiors.
Exactly.
Oh, yes, quest.
Ah,
hello, adventurer.
Yep.
My shishu, no!
Ah! Oh, sorry, were you trying to do that quest?
Shade away.
Where are you? Where did you go?
Stop killing him, please, I just want to finish this quest.
Where are you?
Ah, yes.
Ah, hello, adventurer.
Yeah.
My sheep have run amok.
Yeah?
If you can help me find
No!
Oh, did you want that quest?
Shade away.
You piece of... Don't do that! Stop it!
Where'd you go?
Chaka! Oh, yes! Come here,
quick, hello, adventurer! Look!
Oh, no!
Oh, is that where my sword went?
Shade away. Stop killing him!
Yes.
Ah, hello, adventurer!
Oh, shit.
I just want to complete the quest!
Hello, adventurer!
I'll kill you! You piece of shit!
My sheep have...
No!
Hello, adventurer!
No!
Shade away.
Chaka! Have you gone? Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Quest.
Hello,
quickly,
adventurer.
Quickly, faster. My sheep have run amok. Yeah. If you can help me find them, I sure would be grateful.
Yes, except...
I bet you didn't see that coming. Shit away. Oh, hey. What's up?
Hey.
Oh, hey. Didn't see you there.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just hanging.
Looks like you've got some new armor and you're trying to show it off to everyone.
Oh, this old thing. Oh, I forgot I was wearing it. Why? You're jealous?
I am not jealous.
Oh, I think you're jealous.
No.
You're definitely jealous.
You're jealous, aren't you? You're jealous.
I am not jealous. In fact, I think this entire thing is a little bit stupid.
You think this is stupid?
Yes, I do. And in fact, I think there is no one else in the entirety of Azrim who thinks...
What are you doing on my corner, peasant?
Who the hell are you, peasant?
That's my corner, peasant.
Where did you get that armor, peasant?
Oh, this old thing? Nowhere special. Just cleansing the furthest reaches of the Dark Lands, peasant.
Oh, please. You're no match for me, peasant.
Oh, aren't I, peasant?
Where did you learn that move, peasant?
From a master much greater than your own, peasant.
Well, what's this then, peasant?
Well, what's this then, peasant?
Well, what's this then, peasant?
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 What's this
okay,
then?
I'm just gonna get back to questing.
Peasant! What's this then, peasant?
I'm gonna go, this is so stupid. No, peasant? Literally what's no one
then,
cares, okay?
What's this then, peasant? What's this then,
peasant? What's this then, peasant? What's this then, peasant? What's this then, peasant?
Okay, well, thank God the prologue's done, because that was boring as fuck. Let's get on with some questing.
Oh, what class did you end up choosing?
Oh, assassin, because it's badass.
Oh, that sounds so cool. I had such trouble picking, because you can't change later on, and it gave me mad anxiety.
Exactly. So, what did you pick?
I chose herbalist.
Herbalist?
Yeah.
Like gardening and shit?
Yeah.
Like, you want to be a gardener?
Well, I heard they have really cool quests later on, so I thought...
I mean, sure, if you want to go and pick 10 yellow flowers from Alderkeep, that sounds like a bunch of fun. You kind of f***ed up.
Oh, you think?
I mean, unless you want to do the prologue again.
Not really.
Well, when you get bored of playing in the dirt and picking herbs, I'm going to be over here being a badass assassin. Shade away.
Okay, do you want to meet back here in a sec?
Yep. Enjoy picking flowers, dude.
Okay.
Yo, Adam, check out the sick assassin robe I unlocked. Doesn't it look badass?
Oh, that's so cool, man. I love it.
Whoa, what's all this?
Oh, you mean this?
This armor and shit.
Oh, this is all of my herbalist unlock armor. Cool, eh?
You get herbalist armor?
Yeah, I befriended an elvish hermit in the woods, and he makes me handcrafted enchanted herbalist armor.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Plus, I helped out a tree spirit, and as a reward, he gave me this dope staff! It's his leg.
Cool, man.
Oh, and finally, look up there. That's my animal companion. He's a hawk named Bobo. Isn't he cute? Hey, mate. Hello.
What? You get an animal companion?
How about you? You must have some awesome assassin perks, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. I got some great stuff.
Like what?
Oh, like I get this awesome robe.
Oh man, that's cool. It's like a black, like kind of black, or like off black, like robe that you've got. Yeah. And what else?
Oh, I got this ability. So.
What's that?
So I get like a 5% stealth boost when I crouch.
Oh yeah, it's like, it's kind of hard to see you, yeah.
10% if it's a full moon.
Cool, man. That's something cool.
You see it?
Yeah, like you're slightly harder to see. Like when you
see it?
Yeah, like there's a marginal difference that you're slightly harder to see. Oh, but what about your quest? Like you must have an amazing assassin quest, right?
Oh yeah, like yeah man, my quests are dope.
Like what? Like you're out there like slitting throats and like hiding in the shadows and like firing off arrows and stuff.
Well yeah, it's more kinda like poison based quests.
Oh, I get you. So you're like slipping poison into people's drinks and like poison arrows, poison darts, ha cha 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 cha.
Well it's more kinda like collecting the ingredients for the poison. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
It's like kinda like, you know, you're collecting mushrooms and like herbs and
oh.
Like poison roots and stuff.
Oh yeah. Cool. Oh. Oh man, the forest is calling me. So I actually need to go now for one of my quests.
Oh, like where are you going?
Oh, it's a quest where I help the tree spirit people of Darkwood against the industrialist capitalist of Elderkeep. It's gonna be cool.
Oh sweet, let's go.
Oh sorry, it's herbalist only. Like it's a herbalist unlock area, so you can't come.
Oh, no.
I actually ride there on a spirit elk.
That's cool. Actually, because I've got like kind of my own quests. Some pretty cool quests to get on with and stuff.
Well, I mean, good luck, bro.
Yeah, man.
Cool, man. See ya. Bye.
Where's Rowan? We need to get this quest started. The whole thing takes like 10 in-game days to complete.
Oh, I think he said he was going to try a new character with a new class.
Yeah, he was hating the assassin class because of the picking herbs and flowers and stuff. So he's starting again. Oh no. Oh no. Oh God, no. No, no.
Ah, hello guys.
You didn't.
What do you think of my new look?
I like your parasol.
No, Brett, thank you. Don't encourage this.
But I like it though.
Rowan, we spoke about this. You know that the vampire class is the worst in the game.
What are you talking about?
It's basically unplayable.
Oh, please, come on. Look at this cloak.
Okay, maybe we'll just do this quest without him.
Wait, no. That is so unfair.
No, Rowan. What's unfair is you making us wait for this abomination.
That is so rude, but not unexpected. Vampires have always been society's external target for their internal fears.
I can't. I actually
fine,
can't.
Fine, Ben. Please, come back. Let me be a part of the party. Let me be useful.
Come on. I mean...
Yeah, we like haven't played together in so long, you know?
Okay. But look, we are not carrying you through this.
Understood.
Okay. Right, well, the first part of the quest is like a 2-day walk to Gerdorn. What?
Days? As in daytime?
Yes, Rowan. Many daytimes.
That is no good for me.
Oh, okay. So what do you propose?
We travel at night, duh.
No, Rowan, we're not stumbling around in the f***ing dark just for you. I already said we are not carrying you through this.
Okay, Ben, fine. Oh my God, calm down. Jesus Christ. I will find some shadows to slink in.
Oh my God. Okay. Great. Where was I?
North? Wait, so does that mean we have to cross that river?
Yeah, we have to go past Alderkeep River.
What now?
Large bodies of water are no good for me. Holy, scary. Can't do it.
Oh my God.
Wait, there's like rivers all the way up there though.
Yeah, I know, it's fine. Yeah. We could go north around Delathan, I guess.
Yeah, why not just add another 4 days to the quest?
Days?
Oh bro, I am this close.
Okay, fine, Ben, fine. I will change who I am as a person to accommodate who you are as a person, you insecure little man. Now, does anyone have a weapon for me?
What?
No, Ben. Oh, calm down. For the love of God, he can have my silver dagger.
No,
thank you.
Oh my God. Okay, I think you've triggered his vampiric rage or something.
What the f***? He did.
Oh, he's wiping out of session this already.
Rowan, stop!
Adam? Adam? No. Shit.
Whoa. Easy. You friendly? Okay, so no mic, but truce? Okay. You want to help me with these orcs? Okay, let's do it. Nice. Well, I'm heading that way. You? Okay. Well, thanks anyway. I mean, I've been struggling on this bit for a while, so it's nice to get some help. And it's nice to meet a friendly player for once. So many people in this game are just so toxic. You stabbed me. Fuck. Oh, you're gonna take my shit. Oh man, that is so annoying. Oh, fuck my actual life. I'm wearing all my legendary gear.
So that's gone. Not to mention all the potions and the gold. And I've got so much stuff on me. I just did a raid. You know what? This might be it. This might be the final straw that gets me to stop playing this game. Yep, that's it. I'm done. I'm so angry. I can barely even think. Man, it took me so long to get all this gear. So many hours, so many quests, just down the drain. We crouched, man. We crouched. No, stop nodding. Stop nodding, you son of a bitch. You broke a sacred pact today, a gamer's truce. Man, I used to get so much joy out of this game. You know, I loved it. And players like you, you've ruined it. Why do you do it? Why are people always assholes all the time? You don't even care. Do you? F*** it. Finish me off.
Okay, so Murgol the Punisher has given us trouble in the past. Does anyone need anything from him? Or?
Sorry, I kind of need Murgol's heart for my Hearts of Evil achievement. Sorry.
Oh, for Christ's sake,
Hamish. Sorry.
Okay, look. Well, then what we'll do is I'll go in first and taunt the Mutgoo minions. I will cast Intimidating Shout so they'll scatter them so we don't have to fight them all at once.
Yeah, and I'll cast Divine Globe over the party to protect us from the AoE attack of the Mutgoo goblins. And I calculate that should give us a 32.3333 recurring, of course, chance of survival.
Well, that is a lot better than we usually do.
All
so
right,
we
chumps,
could...
let's do this! Leave
Let her go, son. Just let her go. That joke. It's over 10 years old.
Leave!
Shh! It's okay. It's done now. Let it go, son. It's old, it's overdone, and it's unoriginal. Let it go, okay? Let it go. Everybody watching this video knew what was coming. Okay? Now piss off.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
See you, bro.
Sorry about that, lads. Now, before you continue on your quest, I am a blacksmith.
Leroy Jenkins!
Oh, God, he's going in!
Stick up my hand!
No, I can't cast it!
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
Yeah, you look new at this.
I'm playing on my girlfriend's account. I want to surprise her by learning the game.
Oh, that's cute. Can I do anything to help?
Actually, yeah, I want to learn how to equip the sword. How do I do that?
Well, for that you'll need to open your inventory.
Okay, yep, how do I do that?
You push I on your keyboard.
Okay, sweet. There's a big window open with items in it.
Right, now list all of those to me.
Okay, there is the Sword of the Kendi. That sounds cool.
I mean, it's really good.
And also the Shield of Murgol.
Wow, that is really good.
Okay, and the Armor of Gargoth.
Yeah, amazing.
Now, they're all orange as well. What's that?
That actually means that they're all legendary items, yeah.
Really? Oh, wow, Sarah has such a good account.
You want to equip a weapon?
Yeah, I do.
So click on it.
Okay.
Drag it outside the box.
Okay.
And then let go of the mouse button.
Okay. Oh, that's on the ground now. Is that supposed to happen?
Yep, that's good. Now to use it,
yeah.
You're going to have to do the same thing again with your shield.
Right, here we go. Oh, now the shield's on the ground too, is that right?
Yep, that's normal, that's fine. You're going to need to do the same thing again, but for your helmet.
Okay, dragging it over. Oh, and the helmet's down there as well now.
Great, good job. And once more, just on your entire suit of armour.
Okay.
Really good job, yeah. Well done. Just checking, how much gold do you have?
There's a little icon for gold and it says just over 400,000. That seems like a lot.
Right, so what you're going to need to do with that is you're going to have to drag all of that out as well.
Okay. Oh, and now that's on the ground too.
Really good job, yeah. Well done.
Oh, you took it all away?
I have, and here's why. You seem like a really great guy, and I thought that I would upgrade all of that stuff for free for you.
Oh my god, that would be such a big surprise for Sarah. She would love that.
Yeah, she will be real surprised.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome. Oh. So I'm gonna go see my guy. He's over there somewhere, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you. Oh. Oh no. Oh.
Do you want to go kill his son?
No, what?
I mean, you're the bad guy. Oh. I mean, that's what bad guys do. Come on, let's go kill his son.
Okay. Please subscribe and hit the bell and stuff.